Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, February 12, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of Mark. Mark writes, "Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon, a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet." There is something almost startling about the opening line of today's gospel. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He crosses a boundary, geographical, cultural, religious. Tyre is not Jewish land. It represents the world beyond what is familiar, ordered, and safe. And there, we are told, Jesus enters a house and wanted no one to know about it. This moment reveals a rare vulnerability in the Lord's earthly life. He seeks quiet. He withdraws. Perhaps he desires rest or solitude with the Father, or simply a pause from the pressing needs of the crowd. Yet the Gospel says plainly, he could not escape their notice. You know, divine mercy is like that. It cannot remain hidden. The woman who hears of him comes immediately. She is unnamed. She is foreign. She carries a burden no argument can relieve. Her daughter is tormented by an unclean spirit. She does not debate theology or ask permission. She simply comes and falls at his feet. This posture says everything. It is desperation, yes, but also trust. It is the embodied prayer of one who knows there is nowhere else to go. What draws her is not Jesus' reputation alone, but something deeper. Mercy has a gravity of its own. Where suffering meets even the faintest hope of compassion, movement becomes inevitable. She is pulled towards him, just as the wounded heart is always drawn towards the possibility of healing. There is a quiet lesson here for us. Jesus did not advertise himself in this passage. He is not teaching publicly or performing signs. Yet mercy radiates from him, even in hiddenness. True holiness does not need to announce itself. It attracts. Love, when it is real, becomes visible without trying. And perhaps this gospel also invites us to examine our own posture. How often do we approach God standing tall, armored with explanations, justifications, or carefully phrased prayers? This woman does none of that. She falls at his feet. Her prayer is her presence. Her faith is shown not in words, but in movement. She comes, she kneels, she entrusts what she cannot fix. In moments when we feel unworthy, exhausted, or beyond the borders of what feels acceptable, this gospel speaks gently but firmly. Mercy does not respect our categories. Jesus enters foreign territory because no place is foreign to God's compassion. He allows himself to be found because love is always interruptible. The draw of divine mercy is irresistible not because it overpowers us, but because it meets us exactly where we are, unnamed, burdened, and hoping against hope. And when we finally allow ourselves to fall at his feet, we discover that we are already being drawn long before we knew how to ask. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, you who cross every boundary to seek the lost and the suffering, draw our hearts towards you when we are weary, ashamed, or afraid. Teach us to come to you not with perfect words, but with humble trust and open need. May your mercy, which cannot be hidden, heal what is unclean within us, and restore what we cannot save on our own. We fall at your feet today, believing that your love is enough. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each day to my hermitage, where we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.